Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
We're trying to get home with Larry, who,
Larry, are you there?
Not picking up. So, happened the other day as well, and things are not going well with the phone calls. So, we may have to run here. He doesn't seem to be answering. So I don't know what's going on there, but anyway, I want to bring everybody up to date on the latest, and hopefully he will call back in. I'll have to check back to the switchboard from time to time. Not sure what's going on. So let's start with some of the headlines that are going on and how bad they really are. And this is going down all over the country. You want to maybe get on to the studio and let me know when he calls in or if he does. And somebody's trying to call in on my line as well. I don't know what's going on. Everything is going down. We've had glitches all day long. Not a good thing. Anyway, stocks wipe out all the gains under the Trump's presidency. It's interesting that the it went down 1337 or 38. It was 38 1338. I want you to look at those numbers. It's actually a 411. I think we're being told something about that. I know a lot of people think that's tinfoil hat stuff. But really it isn't, and I would advise everybody to read Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, because we're coming up on the 411, folks, and not a good thing. And we're also coming up on 322, skull and bones number, and that's only 4 days away from today. And, okay, gas prices could drop below $1 a gallon. There's a big oil war going on. So this is going to bust a lot of people. A lot of oil companies are going to go bankrupt. They can't do this. This is a perfect storm coming in from just about every direction. And really, really bad news. Next nightmare, drug shortages on the horizon. You may remember that they said earlier on, maybe 10 days ago or more, that there was a shortage from China, which does almost all of our medications, 45 days away. So it's about 30 days away or maybe less. In fact, some people are reporting that there already are shortages for certain things that they need. And so if you need anything, you better go looking for it now. This is amazing what's actually going on. And I'm one of those who think that a lot of this is a hoax. And I know you catch a lot of flack for that, but I'm not saying the coronavirus itself is a hoax. That's not what I'm saying. The coronavirus is a false flag, and a false flag can be very, very real, which this is. And here we got, maybe got Larry back.
He says to call him.
Well, I tried calling him. He didn't answer.
because he was trying to call you, I think.
Okay, I'll try again. We're going to try and get Larry back on again, if we can. It's not even working now. To you, the financial crisis of 2008 never really ended. The Federal Reserve bailed out all the too big for. I'm going to cancel that because he's obviously not answering. Too big to fail. You may remember that back in 2008, right? Everything was just too big to fail. Today, the Federal Reserve, with the president's approval, will bail out too-big-to-fail airlines, cruise ship operators, any small business that needs help, and for the first time will hand out an allowance to citizens. Now, this is what, you know what this is, don't you? This is socialism, pure socialism. It's coming in the back door. And surveillance, let me see if I can get this. Don't count on being paid back either. Surveillance via smartphone apps was announced in China just days ago, and yesterday both Israel and the U.S. have plans to do the same thing. The infrastructure of Daniel's fourth beast is now moving so quickly, it's getting hard to keep up with it. Now, I have warned people before, the United Nations and China combined are the fourth beast. The fourth beast is the United Nations. It is different from all other nations. It's not a nation. It's actually just an organization, but it gets its global power through making treaties with the nations. And Daniel says that they take over basically the whole world. And I remember when they had a, say again? Okay, let me see if he's called in. We're still looking for Larry, folks. Okay, let's see if he's on. Larry, are you there?
Hello? Yeah, yep. Can you hear me?
Just barely. Oh. You're breaking up. But we can hear you.
Well, I'm on a cell phone, and they don't work here. And my landline phone, for some reason, I can't call in the Block Talk. I've been trying multiple times, and all I get is a busy number. It won't let my phone into the queue.
Yep, and when I call you, all it does is ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, but it's not ringing on my
you're
end.
You're probably not hearing it.
No.
Anyway, what have you got? What do you want to start with? We were talking about the UN being the fourth beast of Daniel's, rising up very rapidly. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay on this phone?
Yeah, it's not okay, but we can hear you. We can figure out what you're saying. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Just barely.
Hello? Tonight, Stuart, I can't get into the show at all, and even with this cell phone, it's giving me trouble.
Yeah.
I think, Stuart, that I'm literally being blocked from your show.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Well, when you're being blocked on two different phones with two different numbers, something's wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time we've had trouble with this, and I've been blocked out myself from my own program. And the censorship is only going to increase. The New World Order cannot stand the truth. It doesn't want the truth. It can't handle the truth. And it's going to stomp on all the truth. And the Bible told you this was coming, folks. And everybody poo-pooed a lot of this stuff. And Larry and I've been warning people for years to get stocked up, get ahead of the curve, and all we got was mocking, basically. And, well, they aren't mocking anymore. And people, like I have mentioned before, people are adults, and they are responsible for the decisions they make. And the greatest decision now coming up is, are you going to take the mark of the beast, which apparently is going to be, I want to read an article to you if you haven't seen it or heard it, COVID-19 tracking bracelets and invisible tattoos to monitor Americans. Now, they're using cell phones tracking in Israel. Can you hear it, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just keep going because we can barely hear you. A cybersecurity white hat government contractor sent David Knight a warning about color-coded wristbands that will be used for traveling Americans during an impending COVID-19 lockdown. Individuals traveling will reportedly be stopped at checkpoints, and by the way, they're already being set up, where they will have their mouths swabbed, and once cleared of the coronavirus, they will be issued a bracelet that changes color daily. In other words, you have to stop and you have to be monitored every single day. You have to stop at these checkpoints. Now, North Carolina has already set up a couple, and there's, I think, four counties are involved in it. Every road in, every road out will have a checkpoint. This is amazing to me that the American people are so easily duped. They're accepting totally draconian controls without even asking a question, without asking anything. And you say people won't accept the mark of the beast? Of course they will. They'll accept it gladly. I'm telling you, that's what the Bible says. The following image is allegedly an example of a temporary bracelet, and they've got the bracelets colored green. But that's not the real important part. Here's the real important part. As government officials scramble to procure COVID-19 vaccination, Bill Gates and MIT have the technology to track vaccination records by an invisible tattoo. Together, MIT and Gates have created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and a filter, according to the Futurism magazine. Futurism explains the invisible tattoo accompanying the vaccine is a pattern made up of minuscule quantum dots. I want you to think about nanobots, tiny semiconducting crystals that reflect light, that glows under infrared light. The pattern and vaccine gets delivered into the skin using high-tech dissolvable microneedles made of a mixture of polymers and sugar. The journal Science Translational Medicine explains that the technology is a covert way to embed the record of a vaccination directly in a patient's skin rather than documenting it electronically or on paper. In the face of the COVID-19 panic and Democratic politicians pushing mandatory vaccinations, this technology could be used to track Americans who might opt out of a forced inoculation. So you're going to get it one way or the other, and it's probably the same thing. For example, even before the coronavirus outbreak, MIT researcher Kevin McHugh, who worked on the project, said in areas where paper vaccination cards are often lost or do not exist at all, and electronic databases are unheard of, this technology could enable the rapid and anonymous detection of patient vaccination history to ensure that every child, well, of course, every adult, is vaccinated. As for Gates' involvement in the program, he wasn't just funding it. As Scientific American reports, the project came about following a direct request from Microsoft founder Bill Gates himself. Gates announced Friday he'll be stepping down from the board of Microsoft to focus on the work during this worldwide pandemic. So there you go, folks. I wish people would wake up to what's really going on. This is a false flag in the fact that it has an agenda, and now that agenda is becoming vividly clear to anyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear. Unfortunately, that number of people is drastically small because of apostasy within the church. And that apostasy has now reached record levels. They have not only abandoned what Jesus Christ had to say, they've abandoned basically what all the other chapters of the Bible, like Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Daniel, have ever had to say. Most Christians don't even know prophecy exists. I'm telling you that the preachers, teachers, and evangelists of this age, with very small exceptions, are going to be roasting in the fires of eternal damnation along with all those who followed them. And if you don't believe it, you better start reading Revelation. It's right in there. Jesus said, "They know us not, that they are poor, blind, naked, miserable." They're not saved. This is a Latter-day Church. Anyway, get back to the headlines, because this is getting really, really nasty, really, really fast. New York City mayor pushes for shelter in place. Very soon, that whole city is going to be under total lockdown, and a death rate surge is going to be horrendous. California is now considering full martial law. Well, what they're done and what they're doing in the key areas or regions, we could say, East Coast, West Coast, is in fact martial law by another name. But it is full martial law. And when you give up your rights like this, I think they knew that if they called it martial law, they might have some problems. So they come in under a health situation. And it's real. I'm not saying it's not real. The hoax is what it's for. It's for the New World Order. It's for to bring in the social credit system. That's what they're doing. I mean, it's as plain as day now. And every day that goes by, you're seeing more and more things that they're saying, like Trump is saying, about, well, you know, I've activated FEMA. Well, the people that had to deal with FEMA in some of those hurricane situations will tell you they hated FEMA. Hated them. When FEMA gets involved, the whole thing starts to go south. But FEMA comes in under the executive orders. And I advise everyone, if you have not seen Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny, go over to Angel Fall 923, that's my YouTube channel, and Iron Mountain is free of charge, doesn't cost you anything except a little time. Watch it, because we get into all that stuff. That was released over 20 years ago now. We warned everybody it was coming, and all I got was mocking and that sort of thing. Now it's all here. Absolutely, it's all here. And this is what they're doing. They're clamping down, and you've lost your freedoms already. And don't think for a moment you haven't lost your ability to buy what food you want or this or that. Travel, you're not going to be free anymore. The American people sold not only their souls, but their constitution, their Bill of Rights, and all their freedoms down the tubes. And they sold their children into eternal slavery. And the only thing that's going to stop a good share of that is Jesus Christ himself when he comes to take the children out. And as this is a horrendous awakening. You cannot mock what's going on. People are in denial. Flat out, they're in denial. They just roll their eyes. Well, when they're hungry and they got to find food for their kids, and so they go to their neighbors and they start threatening their neighbors, they're going to get a bullet in the head because that's the way it works. That's human nature. And it's going to get worse and worse. In fact, we're already having fights. People were fighting even over toilet paper, of all things. Well, what are you going to do when you get hungry? The military ran some experiments on hunger, and by the time the 10th or 11th day came around without food, people literally lost their minds and would kill anyone just to get food. After 3 days of no water, they would do the same thing. Now, what you're dealing with here, as Mike Adams has warned everybody, the threat really isn't the coronavirus. The threat is those who did not pay any attention to any of this, and we're already seeing panic buying. Larry said that people are coming in from all over just to buy stuff from their food, whatever they can find. People are going into Mexico to buy whatever they can find. Well, what do you think they're going to do when they can't buy it? They're going to steal it. We're not dealing in the depression of the old days where a man might walk up to a farm, knock on the door and say, "Can I work? Can I work a day for just one meal?" Today, they'll put a shotgun to your head and blow you away and steal everything you have. Because we have raised an entire generation of misfits. They have no inkling about life. They've been taught by the communists in our school system. Our people allowed full-blooded core communists infiltrate our entire school system, all the way up to university level. That's why you're having all this stuff going on in the colleges. We have bred our own demise, is what I'm really saying, to sum it all up. Orange County bans all public, private gatherings, including work. Okay, you got stripped of your ability to go to work. Not a whimper. Jake, is this thing really real? Nothing. It's amazing. 1,000-bed floating hospital to be deployed New York Harbor. The other medical ship is being deployed out in California. Scientists, coronavirus, not a bioweapon. That's not true. It is a bioweapon. It may have been released, as Ed Dames, who is a remote viewer, said it was accidentally released. But nevertheless, it is a bioweapon. And this is just horrible what the evil people of world order. My only comment, I guess, to deep state and all the people, you're going to fry an eternal hellfire for what you're doing. And I'd advise you not to do it. I would advise that you get on your feet or get on your knees and pray to the Lord Jesus Christ and hope somehow at this late hour he might consider saving you. Otherwise, you're going to a vat of acid from which you will never recover from. And let's see, what other things do we have? Let's see. Millennials at a much higher risk. We already know it attacks the elderly. Why? Well, they got to get rid of the elderly. This is like Nazi Germany. Total fascism is what you're watching develop. Private government merger. In fact, I just heard on Fox News that they were talking about buying into these corporations. That's pure fascism. Nazi Germany all over again. What do you think Hitler got rid of? The infirmed, the poor, the elderly. State too much money, he said. They had a picture of a guy in a wheelchair. Well, he should be terminated. Should be terminated. It's going to happen all over again. Anyway, GM, Ford, Chrysler are closing all of their U.S. factories. Majority with virus are walking around totally undetected. We could have millions of people that have it and they're undetected. And I read you the thing about, this is Drudge, tracking bracelets and visible tattoos to monitor the people. New York City leaders battle over shelter in place. The outbreak hits the New York Police Department. It's going to hit all the police departments. It's going to hit the nurses, the doctors. Already several doctors are very, very ill from it. Tucker had a group on last night that said something about 200 nurses were sick and were sent home. They can't get masks or anything to protect themselves. They can't even get tested. This is going to happen all over. And it's just going to keep getting worse. Oko's plague of locusts set to descend upon the Middle East at the time of Passover. Extremely alarming, goes the headline. Desert locust swarms forming in the Horn of Africa, but may skip the Holy Land. So everything is coming in very, very rapidly. And Satan is in charge of the Matrix, and he is allowed to do a lot of this because the Lord allows him to do it. The Lord has told us in prophecy that the vast majority of people would mock his son. And the reward for mocking his son is exactly what we're going through right now. Only it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And for years I've been fighting, trying to tell people you do not redact what the Lord Jesus Christ told you to do. And if you do, like Jesus himself said, if you hear my words and you do not do them, you're a fool, and you will, at the time of judgment, fall. His words, not mine.
Hey,
and these people that are, yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Don't forget to tell them about that strange earthquake anomalies under Salt Lake City.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you reminded me. They had a major earthquake out in Salt Lake City, and it did a lot of damage. And then I heard a report that they were expecting a 9.0 out there. Larry and I are both, I think, in total agreement that this is magma rising. And somebody said this is not that far from Yellowstone. And we did have a prophecy about Yellowstone erupting. I'm sorry you couldn't come on, Larry. I can just barely hear you.
Yeah, I'm being blocked.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
I'll call you after the show, and I am, for listeners, I'm really sorry.
Oh, no problem. We'll get by. We got most of the news out there. Folks, all I can tell you, this is going to get much, much worse. The lockdown by government and FEMA and Homeland Security has just begun. So beware. Be very aware. And whatever you do, do not take this vaccine. And do not take this invisible mark that's coming up with. Anyway, thanks for listening. And we'll maybe get back with you tomorrow or the next day, depending on how things go. Anyway, thanks for everyone listening, and thanks, Larry, for even trying. It didn't work too well, but anyway, good night.